Test 66, Section 4, Question 7. Now, with this one, we're looking for an assumption that we have in the argument. So what does the philosopher's argument assume? And basically says both consequences and motives have bearing on the moral worth of those actions. So basically, whether or not something's good or bad depends on both the consequences but also the motives for doing it. Nonetheless, to be a moral agent, one must have free will. So you have to have free will. Because one cannot be a moral agent without desiring to conform to a principle. So you can't be a moral agent without desiring to conform to a principle. Now, the conclusion is, to be a moral agent, you have to have free will. And the evidence is, to be a moral agent, you have to desire to conform to a principle. So basically, the jump here is between desire to conform to a principle and having free will. So A says, one cannot be a moral agent if one lacks concern for the consequences. Well, that's not really what we're looking for. Desiring to conform to a principle requires free will. Well, that seems to link up the two things we wanted really well. And if our conclusion is you have to have free will and the evidence is you have to conform, have a desire to conform to a principle, then yeah, we do have to assume that. Nobody who acts without taking consequences into consideration is free. There's really no link between the consequences motives part and then the bottom part. So the first sentence is really almost irrelevant. It is impossible to have desires without also being a moral agent. That's just desires generally, not desiring to conform to a principle. It is impossible to perform morally worthy actions without at some time conforming to a principle. And the thing here is it's morally worthy actions, and we don't necessarily know that. We just know that the motives have bearing on it. And so B is going to be our best answer. That's the thing that must be assumed. And again, the key there was to notice that really the first sentence was not linked to the second. So let's go to question 8.